It is time for the highly informative and the always dependable golf tip of the week. Brought to you, PNC style.
All right. This week's tip of the week is brought to you by Shady Rays Sunglasses and the new Shady Ray Golf Polarized Golf Eyewear, and presenting partner for the Bunker to Bunker Tour that's out at the Trilogy Golf Club of Wisconsin, playing the 18th annual Toys for Tots tournament today. The tip of the week is... I got to tell you the question, don't I?
Yeah.
So the question,
but don't guess.
All right, the question is, but don't guess yet. I need that cockiness, the self-belief, arrogance, swagger, whatever you want to call it, I need that on the golf course to bring out the best of myself.
Is that Jim Hill?
I guess.
Jim Hill's not cocky on the golf course anymore.
So this week's tip of the week is make setup easy.
Make setup easy.
You got to get better at your tears, CQ.
Yeah.
I'm up and down.
How are we going to make setup easier?
All right. So here's what we're going to do. As we're winding down the 2025 season.
Not many days left.
Not many days left. Your golf game kind of starts to wane a little bit. It doesn't Joe or John. It wanes. And just in case you weren't paying attention.
Wow.
And you start forgetting some of the fundamentals.
Right. Fundamentals.
So I want you to get refocused, because I want you to have your game be reborn come 2 weeks from now, 3 weeks from now, when we start the new year. And I don't want it to be a resolution. I want it to be a fact in your life that you fixed your golf game. So
right.
I'm going to give you really a simple way to make sure your setup is easy to get into every single time. So for right-handed golfers, we're speaking lefties, you just reverse what I'm saying, CQ.
Gotcha.
So I want you, the first thing you're going to do is you're going to take a club in your hand and you're going to get your hand, you're going to get your hands on the grip, doesn't matter. You're going to get your hands on the grip correctly.
Okay.
I start with my left hand on the club.
Right.
Then I put my right hand on the club. And I make sure that, and I hold the club up so the toe of the club is pointed to the heavens above.
Right.
More. Hands up. More. This way.
Right.
There you go. Good. Yes. Hinged wrists.
Right.
Right. So that basically the shaft of the club is pointing straight up in the air.
Right.
Get your hands on the club properly.
Yep.
Then I want you to bend at the waist, not in the back. I want you to bend at the waist and set the head of the club, the sole of the club, on the ground flush.
Okay.
Okay? That's step two. Then I want you to get your body positioned so that it's a fist to 6 inches away from your body when you're tilted over at the waist.
Okay.
And I want you to have your feet together at the start of this with the golf ball right in the middle.
Right.
And I want you to move your left foot into position first. Then I want you to move your right foot into position so that you feel your weight transfer over onto your right side and for your initial address position.
Hello, ball.
You want more? Not yet. You want more of your weight on your right side at address than you do on your left side when you're set up to the golf ball, because you're going to swing into your right side.
Right.
Right? Once you get your feet in position, you have a slight knee flex.
Okay.
So to get your knee flex, I want you to lock your knees and then relax.
Okay.
And that's going to give you all of the knee flex that you need in your swing.
It's that athletic position we talk about.
Yep.
Yeah.
Just that's all you need.
Right.
And just be tilted over at the waist. If you will do those things to get yourself set up, now you're going to have the ability to swing that golf club back on the proper path and through on the proper path. So work on your setup. Get your grip right. Get your posture right, get your width of stance correct, and all of those things will lead and get the weight on your feet correct. you're going to find that what you're going to do is start to make better golf shots. So work on your setup. You do it on the practice tee. You don't do it out on the golf course. That's what the practice tee is for.
Right.
That is your easy way to get set up over the golf ball. Thank you,
Steve. Good tear.
Tried to come back there.
This week's Tip of the Week is brought to you by Shady Rays. Live hard. We got you.